This is KAD2FPM. Apparently KAD2JWC is still in a meeting, so I'm going to try to see if I can wing it and hold the roundtable here for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. So before we begin tonight, like I said, this is KAD2FPM. I don't have a preamble in front of me at this point. So is there any emergency traffic before I begin the net? Okay, hearing none, I'll move right along here. Just a reminder that the next meeting for your club will be on April the 19th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern and Art Community Center, and that'll be on 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 o'clock, you are encouraged to do so, and the net preamble is on the club website, www.boonvillearc.com. All right, I will move forward here quite quickly. I'm looking for any portables, battery-powered, or mobile stations. This is KD2FPM Net Control. Okay, hearing none, we'll move forward, and now we'll be looking for any stations that are on Echolink. I will pause now for 15 seconds for Echolink stations. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB, calling through Echolink. And I'm the last guy on the list here, and we have at present 30 degrees, and what a mess this storm has made. And we're going to be going down to 21 tonight, and it'll be chilly, but I'm glad the snow has passed on. It's a mess times three. Good hearing from you, Mr. Kevin James. I'll welcome everyone to the net. From KA3TFB, Bill here in Franklin Park Borough, and that's my report. And there is no one else at the time that I transmit on the Echolink. Over.
Okay, yeah, received, and yeah, like I say, my apologies. I just got a text message from KD2JWC. He's still in a meeting. Hopefully, I may see him check in. Which I'll do is I'll turn it back over to him. So I'm just kind of pinch hitting remotely here. So that's why I'm kind of doing it slightly off the cuff. So, and my apologies for that. Tell you what, we'll move right along because, Bill, I guess it is right now just you and me in the Echolink system. We'll open the floor and see if we can extend a welcome to all stations wishing to check in. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Come now, please. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for any and all guests or stations. Come now, please. All right, while we wait and see if there may be some other check-ins, I'll quick throw out a little bit about my day. I kind of try to lay low because this weekend was a bit challenging. We had a lot of activity with the fire department, a couple motor vehicle accidents, and then a mutual aid fire call that we had to go to assist with on Saturday night when it was about 18 below zero. Woke up Sunday morning to a temperature of minus 24. And the wind chill was like in the minus 30 to minus 50 range here, so that was just brutal beyond imagination. I just was like, I've had it. The dog didn't even want to waste time when he went outside, and within minutes his poor little paws were actually hurting. So we didn't mess around. We got our job done and got in very quickly. So I hung out and just hunkered down in here. So, today we hit 54 degrees here in Oneonta, got 1.2 inches of rain, and temperature's been slowly backing down. So anyone that's out driving about tonight, if there's any snow in the air, be aware that anything on the ground may possibly freeze and create some slick conditions. So throw another call out there, KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for any and all stations. Come now, please. Yeah, I'll just toss another quick comment in there. Last night, I know Matt and I weren't available. We were actually at the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club meeting at the SUNY Oneonta campus and did a great presentation. Our club president did, that is Brian Webster and 2KGC, on free over-the-air television and free access to satellite television, as well as devices such as Roku, et cetera, et cetera. So great night discussing different aspects of television from RF through internet broadcast. So that was kind of neat to see some different ways to save a few bucks plus have access to some different programming out there. All right, I'll throw another call out, see if there's anyone else out there. KD2FPM, I am the net control tonight, filling in for KD2JWC, and we're looking for any and all stations or even questions or comments. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. N2KKL, Pauline. Hey, I haven't heard you and myself chat since I was probably up in the Mohawk Valley. I've heard you on here a couple of times. N2KKL, this is KD2FM. Go ahead, take the floor, Pauline.
Okay, just wanted to say hi to everybody. And I hope the weather isn't too bad. Ours was easy today. We didn't get any snow, but it rained all day long. Of course, we could get something for morning. Anyway, 7-3 all and God bless, and 2KKL back to net.
All right, Pauline, yeah, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. In fact, like I say, I miss chatting with you because I know when I was up in North Utica, some of my early check-ins after I got my ham license, when I figured out where Octane was being held and I was able to get in with my 5-watt HT, I was very, very pleased to go outside and stand in the driveway and angle the antenna just right to make sure you could hear me. So it's kind of funny. So, all right. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any other late check-ins, questions, comments, or queries. All right, Black River Valley Service Net here, KD2FPM, net control. I'll make this my final call for any last check-ins or any possible comments, queries. I am here waiting to see who else may be out there. KD2FPM, net control. Okay, without anything else being heard, this is KD2FPM. I'll be closing the Black River Valley Service Net at 9:15 p.m. local time. I'd like to thank everyone that checked in and those that listened tonight, Bill in Warrendale through the Epilink system, K3TFB, and Pauline, N2KKL, from in Waterville. And like I say, I'm Kevin James, KD2FPM. I'm out here through the Epilink system in Oneonta, New York. So it was great to chat with you guys, and hopefully we'll catch you guys again. I will say 7-3 and return the repeater to regular and normal amateur use. Until next time, 7-3 KD2FPM will be clear. KD3TFB, this is KD2FPM. Bill, you still hanging around?
Roger, Roger there. Did you get warmed up? You know, I don't remember being in a temperature that is as cold as you had mentioned the other day. Now, I've passed through some cold temperatures, but I don't remember being out in it. I think the coldest I've been out in it was probably maybe around minus 15 degrees, and that was kind of brief. I don't know how you'd go out in direct traffic or how you'd go fight a fire, you know, in in that kind of weather, because I would think that you would get cold real quick, or whatever equipment you'd be using out there might not work very long. Over.
Yeah, received. It was a bit brutal. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a website. You can see the fire that we were on mutual aid on. The website's thedailystar.com, and they'll probably have a story with a picture with it. Be aware they'll try to sell you a subscription over the internet. Just click the X out button and they'll warn you that you only have 7 articles left to look at, or 9 or something, for the next 30 days. But you'll be able to see a little bit of what was going on there. Luckily for that fire, I was actually running radio communications back in the warm firehouse while our brave guys were out in the elements when it was minus 12, minus 15, minus 18, and running water and trying to get water on that structure fire. I mean, it was a battle. So they were out there for about 4 hours. Unfortunately, from what I could see in the photo that I saw today, the structure was a total loss. The only thing that was saved was a garden tractor and the swimming pool out in the back. So that really was heartbreaking to see that. But the traffic control stuff I did, it was, in the minus 12 range at that time, and my face felt like it was going to freeze off. K82FBM with KA3TFB through Echolink.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB. Hey, you cut out a little bit on the website. The only word I got was star. So can you repeat that? Over.
Okay, yeah, received. It is thedailystar.com. Again, that's thedailystar.com. Hopefully you were able to copy that. KD2FPM.
Roger, Roger, we got that. Hey, did you ever log on through the computer a URL called Fire Engineering? It's really fireengineering.com. I've been spending a lot of time there on that URL website, and it's fire tactics, really. Some of the best information you can come across before you go to class or whatever. You know, and there are others out there that I took advantage of over the years. One is called Safety Something. And then you can go out, listen to some of these instructors on some of these great ideas. Safety Response is one. And then you reverse it, called Response Safety. That's another one you can go out on. And they talk all these tactics on how to do things. So the first one is fire engineering, and then safety response, and then response safety. And have you ever looked at any of those? Over.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I can't say that I have, but I will make sure to go check them out, and I'll share them with our department, because you know, it's kind of sad with the new regulations with what's being required of all emergency personnel, whether you're paid or volunteer. We've had such a massive turnover of people, and it's not just our department. Departments everywhere are seeing it, where you had people. I mean, I joined, I want to say this is going into my fourth year, and honestly, I think there's only just a handful. When I say a handful, I'm talking maybe a scant 4 or 5 people that were there when I first started, and the rest that are in the department are all new blood or transfers from someplace else. And, I mean, it's great that we keep new people involved, but the scary part is not all of them are ramped up to be aware of you know, conditions that can arise and how to properly react in a safe manner for not only themselves but for the public. And, you know, it's kind of scary, and, you know, with things possibly being redistricted, with funds being finite in most municipalities, you know, certain things that we normally wouldn't encounter may now be a possibility, you know, such as our department. We work with basically secondary roads. We have one main state thoroughfare that comes through and, you know, a few county roads. But, you know, if they revamp things and we ended up with a bigger territory, we could be working in interstate. And that kind of scares me right to the core. So it's kind of spooky, like I say, you know, when you start to, you know, understand even as an officer that you're responsible for the lives of your men and women that work with you, and then also the public. And, man, that can get really spooky quick. KE3TFB, this is KD2FBM.
Well, you have hit the nerve of fire company operations. This is an area of my expertise. What some of the fire companies have done to retain membership is they have dwindled down their membership time response in their either constitution or their bylaws, and say like the average for a life member is an average of 20 years, but they want to keep a lot of the old people around, so they give them life memberships now at 15 years. This is how you can keep some of your older members, by giving them their life status, life membership status. If you mention interstate, if you do get an interstate, if you do get one and it has exits and turns and twists, you're going to go out more often, and there'll be some things that you might not want to do. And I heard the repeater pick up, so I'm going to drop off and see who came in. KA3TFB back in net control.
Yeah, KD2FBM here. I'm going to turn things over. I just saw that Matt was able to jump in. KD2JWC, if you're able to take the floor. We've already closed the net out, so we just did a quick through. Had two check-ins tonight, KA3TFB, Bill, and N2KKL, Pauline. She was on radio from down Waterville. So go ahead, Matt. Take the floor. This is KD2FBM.
KD2FBM, KD3TFB. I'm here. Thank you, Kevin, for picking up the net. Sorry that meeting, and you know which one I was at, took a lot longer than I was hoping it would have. That positive thing, that's downfall for only one Tuesday night a week, so hopefully everything will work out here for what we were up there doing. But thank you for picking up the net. Hello, Bill. How are you? Hopefully everything is all well down your way, or you're at least making out decent with all the weather that's been going on. And I will turn it over to KA3TFB. This is KA3JWC.
KD2JWC in the group, KA3TFB. Well, I was telling Mr. Kevin James there that, you know, I was spending a lot of time recently on fire engineering. And Mr. Matt, Fire Chief, have you utilized these skill levels in lieu of your training? People can learn at home or on their computer of fire skills. The first one is, like I said, fire engineering. And then the next one is response safety, responsesafety.ca. And then if you reverse it and say safety response, that is another URL entity for a lot of training. And what this training is designed to do is that if you're not in a classroom, and you're not waiting for a class, you can brush up and get some interest in doing fire tactics. And I've enjoyed all of these programs. Of course, it takes time to do this. And the price is right for what you pay for your computer and electric. The training is free. Your response there, Mr. Fire Chief Matt. Back to you from KA3TFB through the Echolink system. Over.
Thank you, KA3TFB. This is KDDJWC.
Yeah, I've actually stumbled upon the fire engineering. I've been checking into that in between everything else kind of going on that we're trying to handle at the fire department right now and work and everything else. I got an interest in that one. I did not know about the other two. I'm actually mobile right now, so I'm mobile echoing, kind of different, but Kevin does that periodically. I'll catch those, or if Kevin could write those down for me and relay them to me. I know I'll see him here again really soon. And I'll actually check into those, because that would be very helpful to get some of the people to do brush-up training and stuff, especially the ones that don't show up to drill half the time when you try to do special trainings and stuff. That would work out great, and thank you very much for the information on the other two. That's very helpful. I thank you for that a lot. This is KD2JWC.
FPM KA3PFB. Okay, we were discussing here in my area of expertise, fire company, how to keep members, and you know the new crowd today, and I'm going to call millennialists because that's a common name that the news media does. They require rewards and recognition. And what has happened is a guy like me from the old school hybrid, you know, was taught by some of the best instructors that was ever out there. They never really had to do with rewards and things. You would have an installation dinner and they would pass out a few things. But today, when you go to any of these installation dinners, they're all about rewards and recognition, and today's millennialists seem to need that. They need to be recognized for what they do. And of course, you know, being a fireman and fire police and a lot of other things, you need to present to the young people the appreciation of themselves, you know, because they're part of the family type thing. But Mr. Kevin James, I'm going to give it back over to you. Your turn to talk here for a brief one. And back over to you from KA3PFB. Over.
All right, yeah, KD2FPM here with KA3TFB and KD2JWC and those that are listening. Yeah, we're just kind of hanging out and chatting here for a few minutes. Just a quick reminder, Octane will be coming up here momentarily, so I don't want to tie up the repeater too long in case those are waiting for use of the repeater for Octane, because it is currently on the 145.170 in Westmoreland, where they have it passing through right now. So, yeah, with that being said, quickly I'll add in there about the millennial deal. You know, it seems like somewhere along the way, I don't know where this all came about, but, you know, people started getting the idea that you had to be rewarded for just showing up to something or just showing up, period, to just be a part, and you get a reward for that or something, and it's like, I don't understand that. You know, back when I was growing up, when an award was handed out, it was for some accomplishment or some milestone or some achievement, you know, that was vital or something like that. But you know, now it's just like, you know, hey, I'm here. Where's my award for me just being here, you know? And it's like, I don't know. I just saw this coming here in the recent years, and it's, you know, kind of makes the idea of that recognition lose its luster because now, you know, it's like a college degree anymore. Back in the day, it used to be worth the paper it was printed on, and now it's kind of questionable because everyone gets pushed through, and here's your diploma, and now you're entitled. Ooh, there we go, the gift of entitlements. But I'll step off my soapbox and won't get too crazy here, like I say, so I try to keep an ear for Octon here. K82FPM with the group.
K82AIT. Echo Link Repeater, this is KA3TFB, and Mr. Kevin James will be logging off here, and we'll continue this conversation somewhere in the future. Mr. Matt there, KD2JWC, the best of safe trip to you, to where you're going, and may what you do be the greatest work in the world. And we'll be logging off through the Echo Link system. Indeed, a good evening to all. Okay, A3TF, be clear.
This is KD2JWC. I will be clearing this repeater and logging off. I'll catch up with you a little bit, Kevin, and KD2FPM. And the seatbelt's already gone, so I'll say 7-3s to everyone that's listening, and 7-3 to Bill, even though he's gone. KD2JWC is clear.
All right, yeah, KD2JWC, I hear you there. We'll catch up here shortly. I, too, KD2FPM, will also be logging out of the Echo Link system, say 7-3, and give a salute to those that were hanging out listening with us tonight. Hopefully catch you again tomorrow night. Until then, like I said, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear. This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echo Link. Hey, good evening, Mark. Negative, and hello to everyone.
Okay, very good. KD2FPM, Kevin James, thank you for checking in. I was just on my way down to check yours there, so why did you say hi to me? I mean, 850. Okay, anyone else broadcast? I'll be on the only animal momentarily. I think we'll get the 685. KB2KOJ. Clear and changing frequency.